Brexit. On June 23, 2016, a historic referendum took place in the United Kingdom. The referendum question was, should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave the European Union? The possibility of Britain leaving the EU became known as Brexit. Over 30 million people voted in the referendum. The turnout was higher than Britain's last general election. Eligible voters were British, Irish, and Commonwealth citizens living in the UK. UK citizens living outside of the UK for under 15 years were also eligible. Those opposed to Brexit were in the Remain camp. This included Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, as well as the majority of citizens in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and London. These voters wanted the UK to remain a diverse nation. They valued their rights to work, trade, and move about freely in the EU. Supporters of Brexit were in the Leave camp. This included the majority of citizens in England, excluding London, and Wales. These voters wanted the UK to have more control over its borders. They also wanted the UK to have freedom to make its own business rules. Nigel Farage, the head of the UK Independence Party, was the leader of this camp. On June 23rd, 52% of voters chose Leave the European Union. The Leave win shocked the world. People began to Google the European Union to get a better understanding of why it exists. Within hours, the value of the British pound had fallen to a historic low, and Prime Minister Cameron had stepped down. A few days later, Nigel Farage stepped down as well. Farage said he had achieved his goal of helping the UK become a self-governing nation. In the weeks following the referendum, millions of people signed a petition asking for a second referendum. The new Prime Minister, Theresa May, told citizens that Brexit is Brexit. Negotiating the exit will take approximately 2 years. The status and rights of British nationals living in the EU and of EU nationals living in the UK is a primary concern.